So I have not yet figured out one of the greatest conundrums many of us are facing these days. What will I do with my Twitter account? When I was in the process of discernment recently, which is about 5 minutes of discernment, about what I'm going to do with my Twitter account, I actually took a look at what I have been doing with my Twitter account, and it turns out the last time I tweeted was in February of 2020. So it's not going to make that much difference one way or the other, depending upon my choice, what happens to my Twitter account. Truth is, I go on Twitter maybe about once or twice a week. And if I'm fortunate, I will find something that someone else whose opinion and perspective I really respect and admire has liked something to point out to me that I might like it too, such as this. For anyone that might need a smile today, call 707, folks, write this down. Call 707-998-8410. That's 707-998-8410. And listen to pre-recorded words of encouragement from kindergartners. It's a project from a school in the Bay Area. Would you like to do that together now? All right, here. Hold on a second. I can get my phone together here.
Para un mensaje feliz, presiona 5.
Please listen to the following options for encouraging messages. If you're feeling mad, frustrated, or nervous, press 1. If you need words of encouragement and life advice, press 2. If you need a pep talk from kindergartners, press 3. If you need to hear kids laughing with delight, press 4. For encouragement in Spanish, press 5.
I'm just going to go with, we want 4? Okay.
If you're feeling mad, frustrated, or nervous, press 1.
Well, when you're feeling mad, you should take 3 deep breaths and think of things that make you happy. The thing that makes me happy is when, and I think of happy things that will happen in the future, like going to a friend's house or a cousin's house. Bye.
If you're frustrated, just take 5 minutes off.
If you're frustrated, you can always go to your bedroom, punch a pillow, or cry on it, and just go scream outside. If you're nervous, go get your wallet and spend it on ice cream and shoes. If you're mad or frustrated, you can do what you want to do best, or you can do flips on the trampoline.
If you feel mad, please do something that you like. Do something that inspires you. Do something to make you feel better.
If you're sad or angry, go get a cookie, a smoothie, or an ice cream.
There are other categories. There are other categories, and I encourage you to go back. 707-998-8410. So beyond the cuteness of that, and it is abundantly cute, I actually find it to be something of a little psycho-spiritual break, especially when I'm all wrapped up in my own head and in my own thoughts. A little bit of encouragement to kind of shift my perspective on things. Here's the other thing I love about that. Until you do it a bunch of times, you never quite know what you're going to get. You never quite know the encouragement, the words of wisdom, the joy that you'll receive when you call up and you hear those words from those kindergartners. That's what I want to talk about today. Starting a new message series, lasts this next month. It's called Starting Small. About beginning anything. Could be a new spiritual community, which I'm going to talk about just a little bit. Could be a new relationship, could be a new job, could be a new time of planting seeds. Starting small, even when we may not know what's going to happen, what the result will be, what the yield will be. Truth is, when we look at most of the big things in our lives, and by big, I'm not talking large, I'm talking significant. Almost all of those things started small, including our very selves. An opportunity to start small is an opportunity to actually do what Rodney talked about. To have an intention to show up in our lives and to be able to take opportunities as they arise, not by accident, but because they show up. And because we have done what we could do to prepare ourselves before the opportunity arises that we never knew was coming. Starting small also has a particular relevance and resonance for me. This is the second to last message that I will offer you as your founding minister. I guess I could try and do the math and count how many it has been, but it's been hundreds and hundreds over the years. I'm at a point now of winding down, of thinking in bookends, of what was here in the beginning and what's here now for me, of what's starting and what's ending, and what continues, as I talked about at Easter. Wellsprings had a plan to start very, very small, and intentionally so for the first year and a half of our life, before there were any seedlings that you could see breaking the surface. We chose to have our growth happen in the quiet and in the dark, down in the places that maybe could not be seen immediately, but in time would yield benefit and fruit. Chris Chappelle is here today and was one of the planting team members. That was our word that we used to describe ourselves, the planting team. We knew that we were putting seeds into the ground that we could not tell yet what they would yield many years later. 17 months we were at it, right, Chris? Yeah. Before there was anything, and trust me, people were getting a little impatient by the time those 17 months were up. When are you going to be real? When are you going to do something? And I said, we got to plant first before there starts to be a yield and a harvest. We did a lot of things right here at Wellsprings, especially in those early years and, of course, over the years since. And I think one of the best things we did was taking our time early on. And Chris is actually going to preach next week, and she's going to kind of handing off the baton here to you, Chris. Imaginary baton. Caught it? Good. All right. She's going to talk more about what that process was like. What I can say is that the planting team was an experience of faith, of not knowing the 10 other people very much, and they didn't know much about me, that we gathered to create the very foundation and beginnings of Wellsprings. We were kind of a mystery to each other. And in that mystery, there was joy. There was excitement. There was adventure. And there was a life force and form being built that we could not predict or control. And that was beautiful. And it still is. The experience we're going to invite you all into in just a few moments here is a chance to work with a bunch of mystery seeds. Eventually, you will find out what those seeds contain. But we're intentionally not telling you what they are right now. Maybe a little bit better to have a surprise, you think? Yeah, maybe. And some of you are like, no, I want to know what we're getting right now. Those of us who like a certain amount of control in our lives. What? He's going to want sun, these seeds. Probably a little water, too. We're going to give you the dirt and the seeds. Soil, not dirt, excuse me. I was about to say, for those of us who have some control issues, this is even better spiritual practice for you. By the way, once your seedlings sprout, we know what those seeds will look like. And you can get back in touch with us and say, what exactly is this that I have grown? And we will let you know. Truth is, these seeds that you'll see in just a moment were so tiny that we were afraid they would blow away. And so Carol Breslin, who did such an amazing job putting together today's service with me, put them into little biodegradable packets that you will plant in the soil and nurture until they start to grow. So I'd love to say, hold the seeds in your hand, but if you do, they will blow away. So just hold the packet in your hand before you bury it in the soil to maybe just set an intention. Oh, you can open it up, is that right? Did you hear that? All right. Well, here's the good news. You're going to have one of these at your station, okay? I said today was about surprises. I didn't say I knew what I was doing. I'm going to ask you to read this first as a way to set your intention, as a way to prepare your seeds for growth. There is no guarantee that all your seeds will grow. You put that next slide. This is my own garden. For me, this is like Christmas and New Year's Day and Rosh Hashanah and all those great beginning times. The day when I can see for the first time every spring that my seedlings have started to grow and break the surface. My dad was publisher of Organic Gardening magazine for many years. I grew up around gardens, and then I didn't garden for decades. And then the last decade, I've started to do it every single year, and it is a joy. I use great seeds, use great soil, monitoring for whether I need to add a little bit more compost or water or not as much. But I got to tell you, I'm not always the most conscientious gardener. Sometimes I want to mix it up and put a whole bunch of seeds in one row and have no idea what comes up until they start to show themselves. It's my own opportunity to practice letting go a little bit. What I do before I put those seeds in the ground every spring is I take an opportunity, like the garden song says, to bless them. I actually spend a little time. That sounds odd, but after a few years of this, kind of really makes sense to me. I do hold those seeds in my hand. And I remember that it is of their nature to grow. That they may not all grow. And if too many of them grow, I'm going to have to start thinning them. But it is of their nature to grow. I just have to try to provide the support that I can, as best as I can. So in a moment, before you go to your stations, before you get involved in the mechanics of planting, which, by the way, will not take that long, hold those seeds in your palm. Recognize your intentions for them. Offer them some words of encouragement. Let them know that you'll be seeing them in just a little bit, and that you will offer the support that they need to grow. And remember that just as it is the nature of seeds to grow, so it is the nature of each and every one of our lives. We just have to provide the support needed. So I'm going to ask you to find your place seated around the periphery. Go ahead. Some people will bring your chairs, okay? You're not going to have to return to your chairs where you're seated right now.
The following is a message from Wellsprings Congregation.
So now that just about all of us and all of you have kind of planted your seeds, I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to take that little cup and place it into your palm. I'm going to ask you to bring your full and focused attention. Really gaze at it. Recognize what is planted there. And this will be our closing prayer today. Spirit, may we recognize that if we live aligned with this life, there is, in fact, so much opportunity for growth, for flourishing, that the elements are here for all of us if we can recognize that they are, in fact, for all of us. Bless you. May we recognize that this day, what we've done is something that we can do every day. Today it is with seeds, tomorrow it may be with a relationship, it may be in a workplace, it may be in our families, that every day we can be planting seeds of greater love and justice and belonging, and that what they may yield in time we cannot know now. But here today there is hope. Here today, there is the promise of growth. May we honor that capacity within these seeds and within each and every one of us. Amen.
If you enjoyed this message and would like to support the mission of Wellsprings, go to our website, wellspringsuu.org. That's Wellsprings, the letters uu.org.